The Accidental Entrepreneur is brought to you through our affiliate relationships with the following sponsors: Digital Accelerant, the digital mobile business card that generates leads. Text the word LAW to 21,000 to get connected and learn how to get your own digital business card. And by Fetch Internet and Fetch Pro, the secure, high-speed app that eliminates the need to pay for hotspots or use public unsecure Wi-Fi. And Printify, the online, on-demand print shop for all your corporate merchandise. Be sure to visit our online store and get your own podcast merch. Listen to all of our sponsors' commercials later in this episode and follow their links in the show notes to learn more about their products and services.
As you're tuned in right now listening to this, ask yourself, be honest with yourself, what's the biggest thing that's holding you back from maybe the next thing that you want to get towards?
Right.
Yeah. Chances are you have something, somewhere you want to go, where you want to be achieving at a certain level, and you're not quite there yet.
Right.
Now, maybe there's a few percentage of people that are just continuing on their climb. They haven't hit that bottleneck yet, but there hasn't been a business owner or an entrepreneur that hasn't come across that point where they hit a threshold that they can't get beyond.
Nope.
Without additional help.
Right.
So at some point you get there and then you've got to ask yourself, what is holding me back? Is it my beliefs? Is it a lack of knowledge? Is it my personality, my accountability? My biggest Achilles heel throughout my decade of doing this has been, it's a pro and a con. I'm a visionary.
Right. The right brand.
So yeah, I'm constantly thinking of new ideas, constantly thinking of all these awesome things to get done, all these awesome things to launch.
The information provided in these episodes is for entertainment purposes only. It is not a guarantee of success or to be construed as advice of any kind. You should always seek advice from local licensed professionals before making any decisions.
The dictionary defines an entrepreneur as a person who organizes and manages any enterprise, especially a business, usually with considerable initiative and risk. People often start a business without much choice, perhaps due to a job loss or just being dissatisfied at work, and they come up with an idea they just know can be successful. They become entrepreneurs by accident. That is to say, their success or failure happens by accident, not with intention. My name is Mitch Beinhacker. I'm a corporate attorney and a business advisor. You're listening to The Accidental Entrepreneur, my podcast about how to achieve success on purpose, not by accident. Join me along with our monthly guests where we share our knowledge and help you get a hold of your business. And now on to today's episode. Just to remind you, the podcast is produced and brought to you by my legal practice, Beinhacker Law. We provide business and estate services to entrepreneurs, inventors, and other small business owners. Whether you're just getting started or you've been operating for a long time, contact us for all your general legal needs, from contracts to client agreements, from purchasing a new location to onboarding a new partner or key employee. We draft all types of agreements and handle most business transactions. For more information about our products and services, visit beinhackerlaw.com or you can follow our link in the show notes. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed today's interview.
Hi, this is Kenny Harper with Growth Amplifiers, and we help those with the attitude, expertise, and drive amplify their business using proven systems and effective strategies.
All right, Kenny. So thanks for coming on my podcast. Did I find you or did you find me? I don't remember. We connect through LinkedIn, I think, right?
LinkedIn. We did link up.
There you go. Yeah, I probably saw something you were doing and I was like, hey, come on my podcast. So. But I want to talk about growth amplifiers and all the exciting stuff you're doing to help businesses grow and things like that, because you know that's my pet peeve about all these businesses that kind of start things and they have no planning and they struggle. So maybe we go back though, back to your childhood, because you're what, 70, 80 years old now, right? And we can, well, the video will be up on YouTube so people can see that, you know, you're even younger than me. But let's go back to, you know, like where you grew up, what your background is, how you got into all this entrepreneurship and why you're doing what you're doing. And then we can talk about growth amplifiers. Make sense?
Awesome. Sounds great.
Okay.
So it really started back when I was a kid. You know, I was always creative, always liked to draw.
Right.
Like to create my own games, had a vivid imagination.
Right brain.
Right. And it's fun. Now my sons are 6 and 9.
Right.
Little Kenny is 9 and okay. Little Michael is 6.
Okay.
And I see them doing very similar things. So, you know, chip off the old block head.
Genetics means something, right?
And, you know, you've heard the quote before, you know, do what you love and the money will follow.
That's what they say.
It's a funny little quote.
Doesn't it's always work though. That's not like a blanket thing. Like do what you love. Like climbing trees, you might love doing it. I don't know if the money's going to follow off of that. It's a little bit more qualified than that, but you're right.
And it's a partial truth.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. If you're creative or if you have a passion and you love to do it, you might get the entrepreneurial myth, jump right in there and just start doing it.
The accidental entrepreneur.
Right?
Yeah.
But if you don't have the business side, you can love what you love with all the love that you got. But if you don't have the business side, there's a reason there are a lot of starving artists out there.
Yeah. Yeah. I think one of the problems, Kenny, is just what you said, is that a lot of us are right brain. We're creative. We want to build. We want to do the marketing. We want to show our things and do. But the fundamentals are on the left brain side. The planning and the paying attention to the numbers and the target marketing, all that, the research. Yeah, that's not fun.
Yeah. So I figured out the hard way. I came into this realization the hard way.
Yeah.
I was raised in Louisville, Kentucky.
All right.
I found my first passion, 14 years old, went to a rock concert. It was Metallica. And I was just blown away by the energy of the guys on the stage. My cousin scored some free tickets to the show. And it's just like nothing I'd ever seen before. Yeah, or
that was real heavy metal. Now it's like easy listening compared to what's out there now, right? Everything's relative. Right. Metallica was hot back then.
And I was just blown away. And so I found that. I picked up a guitar, started learning how to play.
Okay.
And I found like this great creative outlet. And I'm playing in bands.
How old were you then?
You know, it was from 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, probably through
my later teenage years,
right?
But you had some propensity with the guitar. Like you kind of took to it.
I took to it.
Okay.
I learned how to, you know, have a stage presence. We played on stages. We opened up for some decent bands.
Nice.
We went to the studio. We recorded. I learned how to even record other bands with studio recording equipment.
Okay.
But then I hit the wall because I hadn't learned the business side of how to be successful in a band.
Right. And there is a whole business side to the music industry. I had a friend major in music, but it was a business major. He never did anything with it, but yeah.
But and that's the thing. And it happens insidiously and not just, you know, artists. It happens with people who like to do construction or people who like to work with numbers.
Yeah.
Or people who like to sell their own products. They have a passion. They love what they love doing. But then if they don't learn the business side of it, they can be going nowhere fast.
Right. And they won't even know it. That's the biggest problem.
You won't even know it.
Well, you'll know it, but it'll be too late when you figure it out.
They can figure it out the challenging way.
Yeah.
Now, luckily, at a pivot in my early 20s, I was marketing our band. We didn't have the money because we were broke. We didn't have the business side down. So I had to learn how to build websites and graphics and posters.
Yeah. And they didn't have Wix or anything. You had to really build the website in those days. Yeah,
exactly. And I learned that I could make a career getting paid a lot better money than I was getting paid in the band using my creative outlets in a different way.
Okay.
So I learned about multimedia and marketing, and I really went to school for it. And I graduated with that track and started to work for different advertising agencies and web design boutiques.
Uh-huh.
And about 10 years ago, I took a jump off into the deep end and decided I'm going to be an entrepreneur.
Okay.
Because my boss is just
doing the same thing that you were doing, right? For the company. You said, I'm going to go do my own company, which a lot of people do.
Right. And I didn't know how it was going to work out, but I said, I'm just going to jump out there and do it.
Did you write a business plan? Did you? I just jumped.
I had freelanced. I had seen enough of, and had some client work that I've done, and I had seen enough to say, all right, I know what I need to do in order to make at least what I'm making now. And so I jumped.
Okay.
So I did not write a full-on business plan.
No.
I had some business experience.
Yeah, and you had some strategic ideas of what you wanted to do.
And then I was swimming around for a while in the first couple of years, was okay, but I was working harder and starting to make less money.
Right. Well, that's always the case. People think it's like, oh, it's going to be easy. You know, that's not true.
So I was working harder, working longer, making less money, and had all the responsibilities. I was newly married, new home, kid on the way, and thinking, maybe I didn't make...
Maybe this was a bad idea.
Maybe this was a bad idea.
I guarantee there's a lot of people that feel that way.
I decided, you know, if I don't take the advice of somebody, I'm going to have to continue swimming around in circles.
Right.
So I said, I'm going to invest in getting a little bit of direction, a little bit of guidance. And that was perhaps the best thing that I ever did. Because if I didn't do that, chances are I was going to run out of money and be hoping to get a job somewhere. And really having my tail between my legs and feeling bad about the whole situation. It was the anxiety, the level of fear, the level of uncomfortableness that comes across when you're going downhill in a business is not fun.
No, not at all.
It's sickly.
Yeah. So where did you find this person to help you?
It was actually a local business coach. I knew him through networking, met him through networking, and I just went to one of his sessions and just said, you know what? There's a lot of things that I don't know.
Right.
I thought I knew what I thought I knew enough.
Right.
But then as I was moving forward, I realized there's a lot of things I don't know. And trying to see your blind side is pretty much impossible.
Right. You can't do it on your own.
You can't see your own blind side. And still now I have coaches that I work with to help me see a blind side. I just hired another one this morning because I need some fresh perspective on something that I'm currently launching. And although I have the experience in the background and I feel very confident in what I'm doing, it's helpful, so helpful to get that fresh perspective.
Yeah.
And to help you work through some of the, I guess, easy things that you can tell yourself or let yourself get away with, having the extra accountability, right?
Right. You know, I think that's a really good point that you're making, or what you're telling, is because a lot of people think like, well, I use a coach because I'm not good at what I do and I'm not successful and he's going to make me successful. It's actually the contrary. I know more people that are successful and invest in their own personal development and working with mentors and coaches and seeking out advice. That's what made them successful, and that's what makes them successful. And I think that a lot of people overlook that. Like they have it all available, right? You said networking, you meet people. There's people out there who want to help you, some for a fee, some not for a fee, a little bit of both. But I think that's the biggest, you know, it's only the 20%ers that really say, hey, you know, the most successful people have like full-time coaches.
Right. You
know? It's, and that's the reality of it.
It is funny. The two, we just did a workshop for a local brokerage.
Uh-huh. Real estate?
Real estate brokerage. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Better Homes and Gardens. And the most successful realtors in that brokerage have either been in coaching or masterminds. One of them has been in our mastermind for a couple years. And she says, you know, it's really just helpful to have people share new ideas, new backgrounds, and just have that sort of track that challenges you to do things beyond your normal comfort zone.
Right. Yeah. And it's hard to do it when you're in, and it's you and you're in the middle of it. You have a lot of blinders on and people say, well, what about this? Why don't you do that? And you're like, oh, I never really thought about that. I was talking to somebody the other day and they said, you know, I was looking at your website and I don't think it really says what you do. And I said, well, I'm a lawyer. People can see that. I said, I know that. And I know what you do. But if it wasn't me, if I didn't know you, I don't think your message comes through. So I started reworking and rethinking everything from the standpoint of, you know, let's pretend like somebody comes here and says, well, what, you know, because I had automated services, for example, on my website. Nobody knew what the hell that meant. I did.
Right.
So I changed it to, you know, things you could do yourself and things we could do for you.
Type of, right.
Just make it really understandable, you know? And that was because I asked people, you know, Kenny, pretend like you don't know me. If you went to my website, would you know what kind of law, really understand what kind of law I practice? No, I don't think so. It's like, well, shit, I got to change that. But if you don't ask, you're not going to get the help, right? And you did.
That's the thing. That is the thing, is number one, getting awareness of the stuff that you don't realize.
Right. Don't realize. That's what it is.
And sometimes it may be things you already know.
Yeah.
Right. I tell this example, sometimes there's the things you know, right? And then the actions that you take.
Right. Somebody ever tells you something like that, right?
Right.
And you're like, maybe you don't even say it out loud, but you're saying in your head, I know that. And then you say, well, why am I not doing it?
Right.
Accountability, like you said before.
And then there's the things that if you're doing them, are you getting the result, right? Because there's a lot of Pinterest fails out there. Have you seen the Pinterest fails? You know, the picture of like the Cookie Monster cupcake that looks really nice. And then the melted one that's all. Right.
Exactly.
That's because people will see something and from the outside, it looks pretty easy, right? And they think, oh, I'll just do this. But when you really know the full picture, chances are you're missing steps and you're not going to get the same result. So that's the thing. If you know something, great, but if you're not doing it, you're missing something. And then if right. you're not getting the result, you've got a gap. And so that's really what this is all about, is to identify the gaps you have. Everyone has them.
Yeah.
As soon as anyone gets in the mindset that, oh, I know everything, I'm great at everything, and
you're done.
Help me out. Yeah. Then
this, you said your kids are 9 and 6.
9 and 6.
Okay. You what? Your oldest name? Eldest is Kenny Jr. Okay.
Yes.
So I guarantee, because my son's 20, my daughter's 17, my other one's 15. When he's like 15 or 16, he will think he knows everything. And he'll be doing projects like, Dad, we can do this. Let's just get a motorcycle and we'll take the whole thing apart and we'll put it back together. And you're like, what are you kidding me? And then you let him do it. And then 3 days later, he's like, yeah, Dad, you were right. I can't do this. And they think they know. I mean, we were all there, right? 16, 19, whatever.
I can remember that.
Oh, yeah. We knew everything.
Oh, I remember
it's
that.
Always different. Dad, it's different now than it was when you were younger. No, it's not. The only thing we have in common is that I also thought I knew everything when I was your age. So it's coming. Mark my words, Kenny.
And you know, that's the funny thing with it. It still happens, right? Because I'm 42 years old now. And this morning, as I'm talking to the guy who's talking to me, my business partner initiated the conversation. And we said, we're looking to get fresh perspective on something that we're looking to launch. And we said, okay, well, as he's talking with me, he's telling me things I already know. And my brain is starting to say, I know this. Yeah, I know that. Thank you. Thank you.
Shut him down.
And I was really close to saying, thank you, but this is basically what we do. I already know this stuff.
Hmm? Right.
But then I was like, you know what? That is the worst advice. And I tell everyone not to do that. I said, you know what? If all we did was gained one thing to help us just tweak something and fix a blind spot, the impact that we'll have not only now, but for the duration of this business and this launch would more than pay for itself. So let's go ahead and do it. We're going to save so much time and it's going to be totally worth it.
Right. But you do, you're right. I mean, like I redid my website a year ago and now I'm re-changing it now because I didn't see it that way then. Like just because we're professionals, we talk about this all the time. You're constantly coaching with people, running events. You know, I'm working with people. It doesn't mean we don't have the same, we're humans.
Oh, that's
it's that's a constant adjustment, you know?
That's the big thing. The ego can get in our own way. My ego, especially for being a marketing advisor, a growth coach, to hire people to help me with marketing or launching something, in my mind almost makes me feel like, well, what am I doing?
Right.
But I've now gotten to the past that point, right? I got to the point now where I'm like, I know that this is going to be to my best interest because we all can grow. We all can see things different. And that's, I think, the sign of maturity.
Maturity, why, right.
Like people like Zig Ziglar or
Tony Robbins. Yeah, Tony Robbins, great. Brian Tracy, I'm reading
Brian
book,
Tracy.
One of his books,
Some of the greats, they say, you know, you got to keep on sharpening the saw. That Stephen Covey, you got to keep on finding new ways to get fresh perspective, to keep on growing.
Personal development, you never stop. The best people are always developing themselves personally. But I think you're right. I think it comes with maturity and it comes with, not age necessarily, but certainly experience. And you get to the point where you don't have a problem with other people telling you. As a matter of fact, you're looking forward to the person that points out things to you, right? Based on experience that you know are blind spots that you don't see right now. That's why you went to this guy, right? Because you right. look at it and say, this is great. But then in the back of your mind, you knew, I know it's not great. There's something I'm not seeing here. And that's the flip side, right? That's when you come over the mountain and you're on the other side that says, no, I've been there. I know I have blind spots. There's nothing wrong with having them. And it's my job as a professional to find those. And I can't do them on my own. It's the people that are younger and they got ego problems and maybe they're not so secure about it. And, a little insecurity that they're like, I can do that. I'm the entrepreneur. I got to figure this out. And sometimes we're not capable of doing that. You need other perspective.
Right. So as you're tuned in right now, listening to this, ask yourself, be honest with yourself. What's the biggest thing that's holding you back from maybe the next thing that you want to get towards?
Right.
Yeah. Chances are you have something, somewhere you want to go, where you want to be achieving at a certain level, and you're not quite there yet.
Right.
Now, maybe there's a few percentage of people that are just continuing on their climb. They haven't hit that bottleneck yet, but there hasn't been a business owner or an entrepreneur that hasn't come across that point where they hit a threshold that they can't get beyond.
Nope.
Without additional help.
Right.
So at some point you get there and then you've got to ask yourself, what is holding me back? Is it my beliefs? Is it a lack of knowledge? Is it my personality, my accountability? My biggest Achilles heel throughout my decade of doing this has been, It's a pro and a con. I'm a visionary.
Right. The right brand.
So, yeah, I'm constantly thinking of new ideas, constantly thinking of all these awesome things to get done, all these awesome things to launch. And it's taken some time and the scenic route to learn you can't do them all at once, my friend. You can't do them all at all. You've got to really get focus and clarity.
Yeah.
And when you have the focus and clarity, you can build momentum and you can scale.
Yeah. No, that's why you like journaling's important, because if some of that stuff comes in your head and you're like getting distracted, you got to learn. You build the habit of, okay, well, wait, I'm going to write that down. You make a list and then you go back to it later. Right. Get focused on your stuff. It's funny because I think that when it comes to becoming an entrepreneur, you're never going to do everything right. You're going to always have challenges. And I think if you accept that and know that that's part of growth, you will fail. You will make the wrong decision. Somebody will point something out to you and you'll be like, no, that's not right. And then you're looking, you're like, oh shit, I was being a dick to everybody. I didn't realize how I was treating people because I was stressed or whatever. A lot of that comes with growth and maturity. But I think that's one of the things that like new business owners are afraid of, right? They're afraid of failing. They're afraid of looking embarrassed in front of people that love them and that they know and that they look up to them, and it's almost like if you go into business for yourself, you will fail. It's not a question of if you will fail. It's a question of what you'll fail at, what you'll screw up, what you'll make a bad decision about, whatever. And sometimes it's just an adjustment. Sometimes it's really picking up the pieces. But I think if you accept that, I think that when it happens, it's a little less of an impact on you emotionally and psychologically,
Mm-hmm. I've had to have the shift where I've got to welcome my good friend failure. Hey, there you are. It's what did you teach me? Okay, right. Good lesson that I've learned. It's I like the little thing where it's failure is feedback. Just look at it as feedback.
Here's a word from our sponsors. Uplift your marketing and reinforce your brand with a digital business card from Digital Accelerant. Use a text marketing combination to stand out in front of your competition. Digital business cards make you memorable and most of all help you bring in new business through its warm lead generator. Motion graphics, intro, outro, and inspirational videos can be added during setup. Text the word LAW to 21000, that's L-A-W to 21000, to learn how to get your own digital business card. Suffering from slow internet speed? Worried about hackers? Fetch Pro gets the internet from your smartphone to your Windows and Mac computer without paying for a hotspot. Always get the fastest, most stable, and secure internet access on your computer with Fetch Pro. Follow their affiliate link on our website to learn more and get connected with Fetch. Printify is the online service that simplifies and automates the process of sourcing and creating print-on-demand products branded with your company logo, product, or service. Printify is a better alternative to pre-purchasing and warehousing your merchandise for distribution or sale. Follow their link from our website to learn how to set up your own online store. And be sure to visit our online store and get yourself some podcast merch. Follow the link in the show notes to learn more about all of our sponsors. And now back to our show.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you look at it as something as a growth opportunity where it's going to happen, you know, like, look, people that know that one thing that's true about whatever they do in business or life is that nothing's going to stay the same. There's always going to be obstacles and there's always going to be challenges. I know coronavirus and COVID was a challenge for a lot of people, a significant challenge that probably we wouldn't have faced over the next 15 years. We faced it in 4 months. But the people who are of the mindset that a challenge is an opportunity for growth and they will come, this was just a big one. And a lot of people are forming businesses now and they're giving it a try and they're doing things and hopefully they're doing it right and coaching with people like you and talking to different people. So what, before you did Growth Amplifiers, what was your business then? That was when you went out, that was the marketing company?
Well, initially my freelance business was Key Theory. Okay. I did that for a few years and then I built the business Rock My Image, which is still in existence today.
Right. That you have on your LinkedIn page, I think, right?
Yeah, Rock My Image. That's where my email address still currently is. And it was all about, you know, really taking someone who has the right attitude, expertise, and drive, but they weren't portraying that. They weren't putting that message out there. So you can be the best kept secret if no one knows you're there.
So it's kind of taking the person and matching the brand and making it.
Making sure your image rocks so that you look like a rock star professional. You know, there's a reason that these hip hop stars are rock stars. They are elevated in people's minds. It's because how they're personified and how they're marketed. They're just people.
Marketing, PR. You could have a great publicist. You don't have to be too good at things if you have a good publicist. That's what I say.
And you could look at the last two presidents without getting political that a good majority of why they won, Obama and Trump, is because of how they marketed themselves and the brand message that they put out resonated with more people. It drew more 100%, passion out.
100%.
100%. So it's, people get paid more for who they are, not what they do, when your brand's elevated.
Yeah.
So that's where Rock My Image came from. And then we came to a point, it's like, well, what do you do once your image is rocked?
Okay, so this is working with individuals, Rock Your Image was?
Rock My Image was to help the individual business owner or the expertise, the entrepreneur, basically put out the right brand, the image, to make sure that they look like the rock star professional in their image, in their business. Our first book, Amplify Your Business, The Rock Star Professional's Guide to Marketing Success.
Have it.
Boom.
Okay. There you go.
So this was all about
available on Amazon.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll put a link.
So this is all about just really dialing down into what makes you unique. How are you putting that message out there? But then it was like, well, where do we go next? If people get that, where do they go? Because if you have the image, but don't have a plan to amplify, and continue increasing your profitability and continue to grow and scale, then you can look really nice, but
you're not monetizing, right? So
you need the other component. So Growth Amplifiers has been our latest push. It's our podcast, which we're interviewing thought leaders we're actually looking to interview more business advisors who help other businesses grow and thrive.
Right.
And they tell their stories, they share some expertise. And then right now we're really trying to empower the ones that want to build their own communities, want to help their business clients grow further, increase their profitability, be more efficient.
Right.
We're trying to give them the tools and the systems and empower them so that they can empower others.
So it's like business coaches and business advisors.
Yes. So we're really trying to give them the things that it's taken us a decade to learn, cultivate, systemize, package, and to help expedite so other people can just hit the ground running. And, you know, we've been working with a lot of CPAs.
Right.
You know, business attorneys would be good, right?
Yeah.
But people that already have their community, and maybe they just didn't have the framework to guide them.
Right.
I mean, they may know it, but I haven't done this before. You could figure it out, or you could just kind of buy into the process that's already done and just get it in action.
So how are you finding most of these people?
It's through relationships. We've been doing a lot of LinkedIn. Okay. One of the systems that's been really powerful for us here in the through this pandemic has been LinkedIn outreach.
Uh-huh.
But here's a big thing. If you're on LinkedIn and all you're doing is posting random content, you'd be lucky for that to do something for you.
Yeah. I mean, people might remember you, but
they
won't remember. They might not do business with you.
They see your face. They've seen it a long time. They may not ever raise their hand and do business with you if that's all you're doing is simply just posting on LinkedIn.
Right.
If you're providing value, right? Maybe you're getting more involved with groups and you're providing value.
Yeah, feedback in the groups, postings, things like that. Articles, blogs.
That can be helpful.
Podcasts.
But it's the next step. It's reaching out and then furthering the relationship, right? But here's where a lot of people go wrong. They jump stages.
Okay.
They jump stages and they reach out trying to pitch themselves and their service.
Right. Yeah, I'll connect with them on LinkedIn. Next thing they want to talk to me about whatever product is they sell. And I'm like, insurance is very common. I have 14 relatives in the insurance business. I work with every financial advisor in the state of New Jersey. I get what I get where I get it. People don't use me for that reason. So, you know, I was been on the phone with people where literally they're talking to me about, how old are you? I'm like, I'm 53. You relatively good health. Like I'll be going through this whole thing. I'm like, they're interviewing me for a life insurance policy. I'm like, we were supposed to network and talk about networking.
Right.
And it puts a bad taste in your mouth sometimes.
I got people reaching out to me. Oh, you're a coach. I can help get you a bunch of clients.
Right. And could you imagine as a lawyer, how many people say, oh, we can get you, 5,000 clients a month.
Right. Now where's the challenge with that? It's jumping stages.
Right.
And it's when you're pushing your agenda on someone else, that's jumping stages. It's pushing people away.
Right.
Now, the counter is to where what we've seen that's work is to be genuinely and authentically concerned about who you're connecting to and what they're interested in.
Right. That makes sense.
If you just have a conversation, learn where they're at, what they're about, what they're interested in, maybe you can connect them and build a relationship. And sometimes if you're doing this authentically, they may just indicate something that you can actually help them with. But then you could bring that forward in the conversation. But it's different in how it's being received at that point. Because I got a client last month. We're in the beginning of a new month here. And last month, I got a client after basically going through that process. I had reached out. We had a conversation. We get to learn a little bit more about each other.
Right.
And then I when learning more about her business, I understood that one of her challenges was she was having trouble with being able to sell ideal clients. It's like, I keep on getting all these low tiered clients coming over
right.
me.
No, it's a common, we tend to flow to the lowest common denominator.
And I don't know how I can get more of my ideal clients and customers. And, I've tried advertising in the past and it is very costly and it didn't get the results I wanted.
Right.
So after that, I basically said, look, from what you're telling me, sounds like you could use a bit of fresh perspective? Would you be open to doing a breakthrough session where all I'll do is ask you some questions, take a look at what you've done in the past, and then give you some insights? And if at the end of that session, if there's a way I can help you out, great. And if all you do is gain some clarity and some direction, and we, you know, build some relationship here, then great. Yeah. That's good too.
Okay. You were willing to take that risk.
And because it's following like Zig Ziglar, right? Givers gain if you help,
help enough other people get what they want, and you'll get everything you want, right?
Right. So leading with that mentality would be, you know, if you are tuning in right now and listening and said, you know, I've been on LinkedIn. In fact, you know, what's funny is the lady that actually hired a LinkedIn strategist.
This person?
Yeah. She hired a LinkedIn strategist, did one of those LinkedIn campaigns and didn't get results from it.
Right.
But could you tell probably what one of the challenges was? Just based on our conversation.
What, the fact that there was no relationship or something? Or
The LinkedIn campaign, the goofy guys are going shotgunning it, trying to sell services by just spraying and praying.
Yeah, exactly. Just hitting them up for, hey, you want to buy? You want to buy? You want to buy? Do you want to buy? Do you want to buy? Do you want to buy?
I was like, well, that's a horrible strategy. No wonder it didn't work.
Right.
So it's not that LinkedIn doesn't work.
One out of 100 in that case. Not even. You might hit one out of 1,000. Yeah. No, but they skipped a step is what you're saying. They didn't. That, you know, they didn't create a funnel that built a relationship, that shared information, that made them comfortable with you.
Right.
Those types of things.
So business is between people.
Right.
And when we got to
even on Zoom.
Yeah, even on Zoom.
Right.
You got to come back to that.
Right.
Come back to the things that make us connect with others and relate with others. And really help people see who you are and what you're about and how you may be able to help them out.
Right. All right. So if I'm somebody who is thinking about going into my own business, let's say I'm in your position before you made your jump, what kind of advice do you give people like before they leap, so to speak? I mean, you just close your eyes and jump, but I don't know if that's the best way to do it.
So I think it's number one, have a bold vision. And In this book, Amplify Your Business, that's the number one step we talk about.
Okay.
When we wrote this book, I was really excited about it. I went around and would ask people, what's your bold vision? Can you guess what the number one answer was? Business owners, I would ask them.
Make a lot of money?
Most people are like, I don't know.
I just want my family to be comfortable and as long as my kids are happy. But that's not a vision.
It's not a vision. And sometimes making money is the answer, people would say. But I can't tell you how many business owners that I've come across that are making money.
Right.
And they're not happy. Not
happy. Nope. That's true.
And they built something that they don't like. And that's where we go back. We've gone full circle here.
Yeah.
You should pick something that you love, that gets your juices flowing, that you're passionate about, that you wake up in the morning and get excited about, that it's your natural zen and you're using your unique gifts.
Right.
And you can visualize what that may be. Or even if you can't get it fully clear, you can definitely tell what you don't want and start by process of elimination.
Right.
Figuring out what's important to you. Do you want flexibility? Do you want stability?
Right.
Do you want to have a consistent routine? Do you want more things to be more dynamic? Do you want to deal with people? Do you not want to deal with people? Do you want to scale by creating products and selling one to many, or by building a team and growing? And so getting those ideas in mind, but then pairing that with the foundations and systems for business growth.
Okay.
So you have a framework.
Right.
So you're not just winging it. You're following a process that can help you be more efficient, more effective, and reduce the stress and guesswork overall.
Right.
I mean, that's at the end of the day, that's probably the biggest thing that hurts a lot of people is in business is they get too reactionary, trying to react because there's so many different things going on.
Right.
And they can't get the momentum
business. Yeah.
That they'd like.
Yeah.
So when you, when you're on a framework, it's like putting the rails on, and then that helps you from kind of like going all over the place, like the bee.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, that's your framework's basically your business plan, and you got to follow, you know, stay tried and true. If there are other fires, put them on a list separately. Is the building going to burn down? No. Okay. I'll get back to that and focus on this and schedule out your time. A lot of that is really comes to good time management, you know, in terms of being able to focus. And sometimes you need a coach to do that. I'm just reading Brian Tracy's book, Eat That Frog.
Love it.
All about procrastination and stuff like that. So the funny thing was, I was talking to a friend of mine, and he said something like, yeah, well, somebody told me about the book. I got the book, but I haven't really read it yet. I go, so you're telling me you're procrastinating reading the procrastination book. That's not good.
No.
So get your ass in gear and read the damn thing, you know?
I think my favorite strategy from that book is the A, B, C, and D prioritizing,
yeah,
which I've modified it. I think I modified it a little bit for A. My A is absolute. My B is better. My okay. C is could. And then my D is delegate.
Yeah.
And my E is eliminate.
Yeah. I like that. That's fine. It's got to make it work for you.
Right.
Yeah. No, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying it's funny how people...
No, yeah.
You know, that's part of the deal. You got to work on being an organized person. That's how you get results. Somebody said to me recently, oh, you do all that marketing with podcasting, you put stuff out, and my stuff's okay. You know, it goes up and down. But it's all easy for you. You have it automated, your calendar, you this, you that. I go, what do you think? I just like woke up one day and said, beep, pressed a button. I had to write the emails. I had to create the mailing list. I had to do this. I had to do that. And I still have to do it.
Right.
You know, I'm getting somebody to edit the podcast, but I'm still going to have to supervise them a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's completely hands off. But if you take the time up front to do the work, to do the planning, to say, okay, I'm right brain, but I got to put that down today. Today, I got to do my numbers. Today, I got to make sure the bank account balances. Today, I got to be able to run my reports and say, okay, well, which of the four products we offer is most productive and which is the least we should be getting rid of? That type of stuff. Do analysis. That's part of being a business owner. You just can't get away from that. You know, I don't care if you're really right brain. You're like, I love being an entrepreneur. It's so creative. That's great. But you can't neglect the fundamentals of running a business. You know, when it comes to knowing your target market, knowing your financials, knowing all that stuff, because it will kill you. You know,
we've got this formula, the profit growth formula. Mm-hmm. Looks at the five profit drivers in a business.
Okay.
It's a very simple formula. We're looking at number of leads, average conversion rate, average number of transactions, average price per transactions, and profit margin.
Okay, makes sense.
Very simple.
Yeah, definitely.
And if you can define where you're at now, you get the baseline, and create a simple goal to improve each by a small percentage, the impact on the bottom line is huge.
Yeah.
In this pandemic, we haven't completed the year, but right now we're like at 45% profitability growth from last year because we've doubled down on implementing this strategy, which considering we've ran through a pandemic, I'm going to take it as a positive.
Yeah, that's definitely not too bad. I would take 45% growth in any year.
And I'll tell you what, I mean this with all sincerity. I do realize that there are some businesses that have gone through challenges and they may not have had a good year, and right. I want to respect that.
Right.
So, but what I put out for businesses that have gone through a challenge is there is an opportunity 9 times out of 10 where you can make an adjustment, do things a little bit differently, and come out with a silver lining and really benefit from it. There's been a lot of industries that were punched hard.
Right.
They've adapted and yep. They've actually been able to really benefit from that in the long run.
Yeah,
I do realize maybe there's a few that would be really hard to say they could, the airlines, the travel and hotel, some of those places are having some challenges, but I do respect that for other groups, and I do realize, you know, it can be a challenge. So
most small business owners that don't have the large corporate structure that makes it difficult for them to pivot and to do something else. Maybe you got to I have friends and clients who own businesses. They had to shut down the businesses. So they started making other things with the materials they had, gowns and other PPE and face shields and, you know, whatever, and use that as a PR tool to show that they're helping the community and things like that. And it's come back to them in spades. And now their business is starting to pick up again. And, you know, again, it's thinking outside the box. It's saying, you know, I'm going to address this positively instead of curling up and saying, oh, well, call me when the world can stop dying, you know? So it is what it is. Yeah, absolutely.
Some of the best things, the most powerful things are very simple and very basic. I see that's another thing where a lot of people are looking for the silver bullet. the panacea, this something that's just going to be like magically make things just turn around. But what it really comes down is to really applying the very basics.
Yeah.
And getting them really good and getting even better with it through time and optimizing them.
Yeah. No, I think that's good advice. It doesn't have to be complicated. You just got to get good at it. Matter of fact, I think when it's less complicated, you can become good at it faster.
Right.
You know, you don't want to become an expert. Something's really complicated and going to take you forever to learn. But if it's something not, you can become good at it. So, so any final words? Got things going on? You got stuff coming up?
So if you're interested in learning some ideas that you could amplify your business, maybe you're looking to increase your profitability in your business, I've got a free offer for you. If you went to findmyprofits.com, that's okay. findmyprofits.com.
Okay. We'll put a link in the show notes to it.
You could put your name and email address and you'll get a free copy of my book, Amplified Business Breakthroughs, which outlines how I find 45K in 45 minutes in a business.
Okay. Well, that's a good challenge. I like that.
It's a good challenge. And there's no peer pressure. There's nothing that you have to do that's anything crazy. You don't have to buy anything. All you need to do is have an open mind and take a moment to assess where you're at now, determine where you want to go, and then take new actions to achieve new results.
Nice.
Part of my mission. It's why I'm here. It's what I'm committed to. It's part of my vision. I want to empower and inspire people to amplify their business. And if that's you, go to findmyprofits.com, claim your free guide, and begin amplifying immediately.
All right. Well, Kenny, I appreciate you coming on the show, spending some time with me this afternoon.
If you like the podcast, please tell others about us. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, on Google Podcasts, on Amazon Music, and many of the other podcast directories. If you like what you hear, please leave us a 5-star review and feel free to share our episodes on social media. If you have any questions or comments, ideas for the show, or you'd even like to appear as a guest, reach out to us by email at info@beinhackerlaw.com. The Accidental Entrepreneur is hosted and produced by me, Mitch Beinhacker. If you'd like more information about my legal services, you can find me on social media or visit my website at beinhackerlaw.com. Thanks for listening, and be sure to subscribe to our feed to be notified of all future episodes.